This podcast is part of the Neverland Network, where faith meets video games, movies, and fun. Find more shows like this at neverlandpodcast.com. To more watching movies with my pastor. I am, of course, your regular host, Jeremy, the Spider-Pan over at the Fandom Nexus Retro Show. And of course, with me as always is...
Hello, I'm Pastor Philip Coombs.
Oh, indeed. And we are here to watch. So, all right, in the 1990s, video game movies had a terrible reputation.
Yeah.
Most adaptations either ignored the source material altogether, like Super Mario Brothers, or failed to connect with the audiences. And then came 1995, August the 18th, I believe, Mortal Kombat. And finally, it's a martial arts fantasy film that actually embraced the over-top spirit of the arcade games and still delivered an accessible adventure story. And this actually was a surprise box office hit, and it's actually one of the most beloved video game adaptions still, even though the critics were kind of divided, but the audiences still like it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
I took
my
dad.
But it's fun.
I took my dad.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. I remember I bought the soundtrack, I think it was just a single, but I remember just wanting that song.
Yeah, which was actually released as part of an album by that group, which I have some information about the song. Which I was going to talk about as we actually get the film started. I do, of course, have some spiritual content we will discuss about the film afterwards, but I figure this would be a good one to talk about because, you know, there's recently been a Mortal Kombat 2 movie released, and so it's currently in the minds of the zeitgeist. So, guess what? Next movie we're going to watch is the 1987 Masters of the Universe because we got to.
That's one of my favorites.
Yeah, you're going to have to bring your copy over because I actually don't own that one.
Oh, yeah, I do. I definitely
do. Yeah, I know you do.
Oh, I almost bought it again today, but I didn't. But on a Prime or whatever. I love that movie.
Just to have it again?
No, so I don't have to go grab it. That's lazy.
But we don't want to talk about that movie yet. We're going to talk about that one next time. Yes. Very soon, we'll probably get actually two episodes in 1 month.
Good.
But I remember when I took Dad to this, he had to pick me up after work, and we went over to the Metro North Mall.
Oh, yeah.
And they actually, inside the theater over there, they had brought one of the original arcade consoles, which I was used to mainly playing on a Super Nintendo.
Oh, yeah.
So I went, while we were waiting in line, there was a bunch of people in line. I was playing the arcade game. But I'd even spent like the day before or maybe it was the day that we went to the live show because my dad drove, but I paid for the tickets to go to the live tour that they had some of the actors from the movie were actually doing some of the live tour as well. And some of the actors from the game, like the guy you see here that Liu Kang first fights, that really cool black dude who's like, he's kind of awesome. He was on the tour and he was also in a television series, but I can't remember the name of.
Some of these people had recently shown up in different shows.
Lyndon Ashby was
from
Cutting Edge.
Yeah, and there was one of the blonde girl. I can't remember her name, but she showed
Bridget
up.
Bridget Nielsen.
She showed up on the last
Action Hero
as his daughter.
She's also not Happy Gilmore, but there's a movie with Adam Sandler she's in as well.
It was the one where he goes to school.
Happy Madison. I never have seen that one.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, something like that. It's Madison. Yeah.
And Happy Madison.
And
he names his. Happy Madison is his company. Because it's Happy Gilmore and something Madison.
Billy Madison. Yeah, and
she's
the teacher, and they fall for each other. Which obvious,
of course, because she's gorgeous. She really is. My goodness. I guess she retired to raise a family or something. I don't know if she's done much out of there.
She's in several things,
I was going to get into the cast later, but box office reception, before we get it going here, the opening weekend made over $23 million. Worldwide box office was roughly $122 million. The budget for the film, $20 million. And before the day, because I think there was the live tour, like I was saying, as the day I was working at the Osco, that's now a CVS pharmacy, I think this day I had been at home all day because it was during the summer, and they had a, kind of like Batman Returns had a behind the scenes that was on TV. Yeah. There's behind the scenes, and I videotaped
that was
it.
A good year.
I watched it like three times.
Movie-wise, that was a good year.
Yeah.
Braveheart and Batman, all these things coming out. It was a good year.
1992, yeah. Well, this is 95.
That's
92 was Batman Returns.
I meant Batman Forever.
Batman Forever. Well, Batman Forever, not really a good movie.
Still, hey, number one of the year, though.
But it was still in that. I still like it. But yeah.
I'm talking about number one moneymaker. It was
It was a moneymaker, but we'll leave it at that. The critics pretty much said that this one actually spent 3 weeks at number one at the box office, became one of the most successful video game adaptions. Critics criticized the dialogue and the simple story, sure, but audience, of course, embraced it because it's fun tone and it's faithful to the game. It is a simple story.
Yeah.
A fun little thing I want to add in here.
And contradictory at times, as far as what they're saying. Sometimes they say one thing and then all of a sudden they say another. You're like, what? But it's still fun.
Well, what's interesting, and I was just actually watching some video on this. If you play the original Mortal Kombat game, which this movie is based, Raiden is not this altruistic hero. He is this thunder god that gets invited to a tournament and he doesn't give a fig for the humans. If you win, you get an ending where he decides, I like this tournament. I'm going to invite all my elder god friends and we're going to go to the tournament. And it wasn't until they made a Mortal Kombat 2 game that they enhanced the story. And now Raiden is trying to save them from Outworld and the whole Outworld story comes in.
That's where I think I may have started playing was part 2.
Yeah.
And I think that's where
the second one was the better game. And this movie borrows a lot from 2, but has the characters of the first game.
And it had, I think one Liu Kang, I get him confused. One he from the second game. Well, I was going to say, I love that Chris Lambert is in it because I was at this time I was huge in the Highlander.
Although that's kind of a whitewashing.
Yeah, but I was
should have been an Asian character.
But he was big from Highlander, and that's what I just got into Highlander at this time, just from a couple months before. So that's why I was really deep in it.
So and he was really good in it, but it's kind of they whitewashed and put a French guy into what would be like an Asian style character, and wearing the hat even because he's based off Big Trouble Little China.
Yeah, exactly.
But we're scheduled to go see Mandalorian and Grogu, so I better hit play right now.
It's an hour and a half. We're going to get this done and then have to hustle to that theater. Okay, so mentioning the music.
I love it.
So this was actually Techno Band, which it didn't give me the name of when I did my research, but you can find it. But the soundtrack became almost as famous as the film itself because of the opening theme. It actually became a 1990s pop culture phenomenon, although the song already had existed on an album that my brother had bought, the album, with all kinds of different techno hits from the same band.
He played it. He and I used to go around, driving around. Your brother did.
Listening to it.
And which I loved it.
I don't really like techno.
No, but this song I love.
Yeah, this song was it was popping, man.
Believe it or not, I work out to this sometimes. I love it.
Yeah, I've done it too. I worked out to this.
It just makes you go. Now, at the time,
I love the visual effects of the sky they put in.
There was a game, like a fighting game. I'm talking about the little punching games. Remember, you had two characters and a player plastic characters. I bought a couple of them. One of them I bought was a Mortal Kombat one, and it was Raiden. The thing that wasn't fair about it
originally was spelled R-A-I, but it became R-A-Y.
Why did they do that?
No idea.
But what was unfair about it was
they talk about it, but I can't remember the reason.
Goro had four arms. You can never win because when you're trying to hit, he always had four arms coming at you, knocking your head off every time.
Now, I want to point out, so Shang Tsung here, of course, played by Kerry Hiroyuki Tagawa, Christian man, too.
Yes, he is.
Just passed away this past year, or was it this year?
I think was it this year?
I think it might have been just this year, but he was so well-loved at this that when they started voicing characters in the new Mortal Kombat games, they asked him to come and do it, and he was happy to do it because he loves playing guys.
They even put his face on one of the newer games I played it.
Yes.
It was great.
It's so great to see him because, he just had such a great act. But he played good villains in a lot of old 80s movies, too.
One thing I will say that I love about these actors, they came back several times, even recently, to talk about
Robin Chu as Liu Kang.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, yeah. He was a Wushu champion.
Mm-hmm. Wow, he's good.
He actually did get injured, and I'll talk about it later when we get to the fight with Reptile.
And I can't think of the actor who played Luke, but he was in a few other things, too.
Luke?
Yeah, John, I mean. I get Luke King. And
Johnny Cage. That's Lyndon Ashby from The Cutting Edge. Also, I think he's in the Wyatt Earp movie with Kevin Costner.
Yes, that's it. That's what it is.
I still haven't seen that because I heard it wasn't great.
It's good, but it's not near as good as what is Tom Tombstone.
Yeah, we will not talk about Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
No.
It's so bad they couldn't even get Bridget Wilson to come back and do it.
It was so bad that I actually listened to the Chiefs game at the time while watching it at the theater. I mean, even the computer effects were bad.
Yeah. Well, the computer effects are not good in this one either. But for the time, they were good. And now, there are actually two soundtracks, by the way.
Really?
Because there is a Mortal Kombat, which is some songs from the movie. More Kombat, which was songs inspired by, which I have that one. And then you had George S. Oh, the one guy. Oh, shoot. But he did the score.
Oh, really?
George, not Romero, George S. Oh, dangummit. And I have that soundtrack as well.
That I would like to get.
But he was known for his funk music in the 70s.
Really?
Man, I'm going to have to look it up.
You know what I like about this film?
See, that's Trevor Goddard as Kano, by the way.
What I really like about this film is it's corny as heck. And I like that it is. Because some people are like, oh, this is so corny. But yeah, but it's the game. And I love when movies like this were just dumb for the sake of, because it's a game.
George S. Clinton. There he is.
Oh, okay. I guess I don't know everything he did, but I have to look him up.
Yeah, he was part of.
I look at his eyes twitching. No, that's great.
Well, I can't find, but he was part of a big band in the 70s. So he's really known for his funk style.
Oh, really?
And his beats. And that's really what he did. He did a lot of really cool stuff with beats. Well, you know, she had fun shooting that shotgun.
What I like about it is that it's the music has that movie yet almost arcade sound. And yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Which one of the bands on the soundtrack, Crawl Space, actually became known as Seven Dust later.
Really?
And there are some Christians in that band, but awesome. It's not necessarily a Christian band.
Yeah, but I'm always glad to hear that I have brothers and sisters of Christ. Right. You know, that's always beautiful.
And the lead singer was living, I think, in Overland Park there for a while.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
I learned that on 98.9.
This is one of those guys that was, I always thought, don't think me gay here, but I always, when I see these guys, he's a handsome dude, and I thought, man, good for you. I was always hoping to see him as other superheroes and stuff, too.
Yeah, he would have been good.
Yeah.
He's got such charm and such a good sense of humor.
It's just like the newer actor who's on, who played the running man and all that. I was like, I'd love to see him do that stuff.
He would have been an awesome Johnny Cage.
Yes. I thought the same thing.
I mean, I like the actor that they've got in the second one, but he's too old.
Yeah, I love him too.
Yeah, but the cool thing about, okay, so he had no martial arts training in this. They had to teach him stuff, but everybody had to go through an athletic audition. That they had to be athletic enough to be able to handle what was going to go on the fights and be able to learn to do their fights because they wanted it to see everybody. They didn't want to have to use stunt doubles. That's why his fighting is a lot more bare knuckle brawler, kind of like a brawler style compared to like Robin Shu, a wushu champion. When you see Luke Cage
fall down,
I love the guy's look on his face before he falls over. Where do you get these guys? And I always think of this line here when he's going to say, "I'm going to go to my trailer and shoot myself for being in your movie."
See how he looks like Steven Spielberg?
Yes, I love that line. And there's times that comes to my head whenever I'm like irritated with somebody's got me doing something. I'm going to go somewhere and shoot myself for being in your movie.
I love how that looks. It is a set.
Yes,
that's great.
You let somebody on the set you don't know?
I know that actor from something. I can't remember from what, but he's very familiar.
Yeah, he's been on a small bits, I
wasn't
think.
Wasn't he on that movie? It was a TV show. It seems like he was on Batman Returns, but he was on Hogan.
I can't talk. I'm blowing my nose. Hang on.
He was the guy who got his nose bit. He got his nose bit.
No, it's not that guy.
Oh, because he looked like him.
I see the press is still giving you a hard time.
And he looks like the guy who was on
this guy Hogan. Was a known guy from something.
I've seen him on several shows, but I don't remember what they were.
But that guy, I think he might have been the security guard of Batman Forever, though. You heard Tico talking about before. Oh. But I don't know. But no, it's not the guy that was in that. Because that actor's been in a lot of things. Yeah. It was in Batman Returns getting his nose bit off.
Yeah, he was on Hogan's. It wasn't originally Hogan's. It was Valerie.
Yeah.
And then went to Hogan's. But that's what it looked like.
Yeah, instead of Valerie's family, it became the Hogan family. But yeah, I remember in the making, they talked about this actor was like well known for some stuff. And so this is kind of like cameo to get him to be in here. But I didn't find it. I need to look up probably on IMDb who he was. That effect, though, still looks pretty good, his transition. And then Walker's off into the smoke.
It really did. What's funny is you watch movies from long after. Because I mean, think of it. This has been 30 years. Holy cow. 31 years. So my dad used to show me stuff that was 30 years old, and you could tell, right? Mm-hmm. But even though they're still good because story-wise, but not always special effects. Well, I just can't believe it's been 31 years. That just doesn't seem possible.
Oh, wow. Thanks for making me feel old.
Oh, hey, but that's okay. You know what? There's good with it.
I'm about to turn 49 on Tuesday, so I'm like, oh, man.
Well, I'll be 50 in August, and I'm okay with it. Because I was told I wasn't going to make it to 30. You know that.
Yeah.
And so the way I see it, believe it or not, Jeremy, in just a few weeks, it's going to be 30 years ago that God told me I'm going to be a pastor. In 30 years, I'm going to have to preach on it.
My goodness.
But you just never know. It's going to be about being proud of the gospel. Yeah.
And I think that's even the guy that I love. He gets this line where he says, "Lord, rain and forgive him. Too much television." You know?
That looks nice.
And even the guy who played Liu Kang's younger brother, I think, did some other bit parts here and there. But I've seen him in stuff.
Oh, I've seen him in a lot of things.
Preparing for the tournament.
Grandfather, it wasn't enough you filled my head with that.
Could be wrong, but it seems like he's in Big Trouble in Little China in a small little
Might have been.
I might be wrong.
A simple contest. Don't decide these things, Grandfather. How can you, a wise man, believe this?
We all believe in it.
even your old brother. You know? This is just such a great shot with this little kid running up in the temple and that gong. It's just
there's something about the shakiness of it that looks like you're doing it.
You just feel real.
Yeah, like you're one doing it.
Well, Paul W.S. Anderson directed this film in his earliest career, and this is before he became known as the director of the Resident Evil movies that I think are terrible.
I can't get into them. I really tried.
They don't adapt the games very well at all. I didn't like them. He made them more as like action movies and didn't quite get the feel right.
But yet somehow this one I like.
He nailed this one. And I love this entrance where you just see the shadow of Raiden coming up. I love that Christopher Lambert has to get his laugh in, you know, at some point.
We're fighting for the fate of the world.
That's why you left the temple and ran away.
By now, Christopher Lambert was a lot better with his English because he struggled in Highlander. He didn't know what his lines were. No. He didn't understand what he was saying. They kind of tell them this is the gist of like this, but this is how you say it.
But I love him.
Yeah.
These kind of roles are perfect for him, really. He has great eyes.
Yeah.
He did great on Tarzan.
I think I've seen parts of it. I haven't seen all of that.
I have it on DVD if you want to watch it.
But he's got a great rasp in his voice. Yeah. Just that natural sound. It's fun seeing him on the set of the new Highlander movie with Henry Cavill.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
Spare him, my lord. Raiden. That's not Raiden. That's just a beggar.
Evil is mine.
Too much television. I love it. That's the best You're thing. Too much city life. His people is mine.
Yes, I am.
Show me how.
Oh, don't tell me you're afraid of a simple beggar. That's so Christopher Lambert, the way he delivers it.
Yeah, he's good, though.
And I love this look that he gives him. Zip. A little thunder in his eyes.
They did a good job with that.
Yeah. It is one thing I did appreciate about the kind of remaking of a Mortal Kombat movie is they came up with an excuse for everybody to have their weird powers and their special moves.
I'm trying to remember what it was.
Yeah, it was like a birthmark that was the dragon tattoo that you were chosen for the tournament.
Oh, that makes sense.
They made
sense.
This weird supernatural thing, and it was kind of cool. But then they made the mistake of coming up with a weird character nobody knew and putting him as the main character. So unlike many modern action films which filled with rapid cuts, Mortal Kombat relies heavily on practical martial arts choreography. Several cast members had martial arts backgrounds, allowing the fights to feel more authentic. And the famous Liu Kang versus Reptile fight became one of the film's standard sequences. According to later reports, Robin Chu actually suffered broken ribs while filming, but finished the scene anyway. And I'll point out where it happens. You can see it happen.
Oh my gosh, I'd never noticed.
It looks so good that they kept the shot.
Of course, I guess if you're not realizing it happened, you're not going to look for it.
Yeah. But yeah, it's something that looks really bad. Like the landing looks brutal, but yeah, he landed wrong. But they said, it looks good, and it looked painful. So they're like, we're using the shot.
It's just like with wrestling, when people get hurt, you don't always realize it because you know that it's scripted.
Yeah.
But it happens. It happens sometimes.
You'll be now that you know that his ribs get cracked, though, you'll see it. You kind of can see it. You can tell. I kind of love this actor here. I wish he had done some neat stuff.
And did they use a different actor in the second one?
Well, that's not Jax.
Oh,
that's
I see.
A random guy that they wanted you to like him. So they got this very charismatic dude.
Oh, he's very charismatic.
And then when Goro kills him, you feel his pain. Heart. Like, no!
Yeah, he's very affable.
Oh, I love how Liu Kang's attitude about this whole thing is. Johnny Cage trying to, you want me to carry your luggage? Yeah, I pay money. You carry the bags.
He's kind of pompous, and I like it.
And a bit racist.
Yeah.
So I love Liu Kang just takes his bag and drops it in the water.
And keeps the money, too.
Yeah, creep.
Yeah.
But that was he just made an assumption.
Yeah, made an assumption that it's like, you're just some random dude out here. At least I didn't ask him to park the car. He does have some great one-liners in this.
Yeah, he does. He was hilarious.
But see, there's Jax.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Which I don't remember if he got to come back in the second movie where he's supposed to have his metal arms.
It seemed like he did, but to be honest with you, the second one was so bad that I don't remember.
I don't ever want to watch it again.
Me neither. I tried to make myself one time, and I was like, in fact, it was just a few days ago, and I was like, I can't do it. I can't do it.
Cannot. Will not.
There's some bad movies that I'll watch intentionally.
Like that one that we swear it's totally a ripoff of G.I. Joe.
Mega Force.
Yes. Oh my goodness.
One a couple days ago, but it was too much. I'm like, no, I'm not spending that kind of money on it. I got a copy. I don't need to buy it again. Yeah. But I wanted to be able to just watch it anytime. It's one of the best worst movies you're ever going to watch. It was by the same director. Yeah. He was a stuntman. And he was the director of Smoking the Bandit. So he made some good, stupid movies.
Yeah.
I'm not calling Smoking the Bandit a stupid movie. It's a great film.
Yeah.
But
this is the reason. Kano was not meant to be Australian. He was supposed to be part of like some Asian gang or whatever leader. No. But because he was so impactful in playing the role that he's been Australian ever since.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
because of this actor was so good as Kano.
He really was. And even while his eye was twitching like crazy, he was so good at it.
He made Kano cool.
What's funny is, I guess it helped that I didn't know the backstories. Like, I didn't even realize until later that Raiden, I always get his name mixed up. Raiden, I didn't realize he was supposed to be Asian until later on, until some of the toys came out. Yeah. Like, oh, I had no idea.
Yeah, because he's supposed to be like one of the guys from Big Little China.
And I knew that. But
one of the Storms.
But that's such a great film.
Yeah.
It's one of my favorites.
We have to watch that sometime, too. That's one of my favorites. Although it's favorite. An R, we'd have to graduate ourselves a little bit. See how people still listen to us.
Well, you know how I am. As much as I like a lot of films that I don't agree with stuff in, I just watched Excalibur.
I love the look on his face. That's another Star Trek fan. Robin Chu was like, I don't know if he'd really done much acting before this, but he's just so great in this.
He is.
He makes Liu Kang, instead of just being a Bruce Lee ripoff that he was in the original game, he, you know, brings such character to him.
Not and, that I
And
blame
even Johnny
them.
Cage, if you look in the original game, he is Jean-Claude Van Damme from Bloodsport.
Oh, he is.
Not that same costume and everything.
Not that I blame either one of them in the originals, because those two are big names.
Yeah.
So
yes, it's amazing they didn't put Chuck Norris somewhere into the game.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, Josh and I used to play these games all the time. I'd go to his house on PlayStation and play
them.
It.
They're
3DO
fun.
Or whatever he had. He had. He bought everything. My goodness.
Seth and I would. That's our other buddy. We would literally go to Metro North where we saw those films. We would literally go over there and at the arcade and play just right across from where the theater was, and we would play.
Oh, here they go. Here's my guy.
It's over and over.
Oh, they're my buddy. Now, I it's sad. I mean, I'm glad they give you an excuse that they're slaves. They're the least of enemies, but slaves under my power.
Yeah.
So you get the idea of why they're serving him, because they're both not from Outworld. They're humans from Earth. They would be defending Earth. But the people were disappointed we didn't get to see a Scorpion Sub-Zero fight in this movie, because that's what we'd really like to have seen. But they did a really good job. And that's, I think, I'm going to say his name is Chris Casamassa as Scorpion. Maybe I can find it. And it's actually a French... The guy playing Sub-Zero was a French ballet and martial artist, which is why his fight and the way he comes down the stairs is very iconic later when he fights Liu Kang. He's just very graceful about his moves. So he mixes his ballet coordination with his martial arts, and he's so fun to watch. Let's see if I can find the name. No, it doesn't have the names on my research list. I should have pulled up IMDb.
Your sideshow freaks attack my fighters. That is expressly forbidden before the tournament, as your emperor well knows.
My sincere apologies. Won't happen
I
again,
love this coming up here.
I shall see to that.
Of course. Until we reach the island where you have no dominion.
My dominions are well known to me, sorcerer.
Thank you. I love that. My dominions are well known to me, sorcerer. Thank you. It's just such snark and attitude. It was like, yeah, he's got no power once you get to the island. The island is like this weird middle ground of Outworld and Earth.
You really are, Raiden.
Come with me.
That's funny. If poor Sonya and Johnny Cage have no idea what in the world they're seeing.
Stuff. And then there's a man who, as far as I can tell, is made out of electricity. I mean, how did he disappear like that? What is going on here? Who is this guy?
Let's just think this through. There is a rational explanation for this.
He's Raiden, god of lightning and protector of the realm.
This is a great scene, too. There's your rational explanation.
There's a rational explanation.
Listen. What you're about to face is vastly more important than your ego. Your enemy.
Yeah. And I like that all three of them does have a bit of a character arc, because she, you know, they kind of spell it out for you. They make it black and white. It's like, oh, you don't know how to rely on anybody else, you know, it's her problem. And she gets forced to, and he's kind of full of himself. He starts thinking of someone else later.
Ruled by an immortal who has crowned himself emperor. Now he seeks a new world to conquer and enslave.
And Liu Kang needs to take more responsibility for his own life and not
this
blame himself for his brother and stuff like that.
And
accept his role.
Yeah, he's trying to deal with his ego.
Yeah,
and,
you know, Johnny Cage's big on ego. Yeah. He's trying to prove he's not a fake, you know.
Well, and this is not just with the career of acting, but we were thrilling with almost any job.
This will be the 10th tournament.
A handful of people on a leaky boat are going to save the world.
That's a kind of a fun, cheesy line.
Exactly.
He gets all the great responses.
The essence of Mortal Kombat. But it's not about death.
He's got a great line in here,
but
too.
Life. Mortal men and women defending your own world.
Why are you telling us all this? What about the others?
They are all great fighters, but I have looked into their souls and yours. One of you three will decide the outcome of the tournament.
Hope I haven't missed a little bit where he does his laugh.
The fate of billions will depend upon you.
Sorry. That is just a great bit. The fate of billions will rely on you three. Sorry.
Oh, still concerned only with vengeance. If you...
Every once in a while, something he says has that French accent come out.
Oh, yeah.
Still concerned only with vengeance.
Well, the laugh, it's the same laugh that he has as Connor.
Yes!
I love it.
What kept you?
Yeah.
What kept you?
Seth and I still say that once in a while.
Yes.
Once in a while, they said that was just, I was just scooting. Once in a while, Seth and I will say, we'll say that to one another. We'll catch you.
And this, okay, the computer effects, maybe they don't hold up, but it's still just this epic moment coming up here. Here he goes.
Yeah.
So only he could pull off something that would be really cheesy, but he makes it cool, you know?
I like that face.
The music is so good here.
I like
the Shao Kahn face.
It reminds me a little bit of the ending face of Skeletor.
Yeah, I love it. I'll be back.
Yeah. Well, when he's wearing the gold.
Only took him 40 years.
When he's going the gold. Yeah, he's wearing the gold and all.
Yeah. Yeah, that's well, we get a little peek of Shao Kahn at the end of this one, and then they got that one guy who should have been good as Shao Kahn, but he's so bad.
No, he wasn't
he's so
good.
Bad. He should have been good. He had a cool look.
Yeah.
Well, you're at it, call my agent.
A little. No.
You're what I wish my secretary looked like.
Now, I know this island, or at least this outside part here, looks so familiar to other films. Now, I may be wrong. It just looks very familiar to other places I've seen.
Let's see. Let me find. I think there was something about where they filmed it.
Uh-oh.
This yeah, he's trying to haul his own luggage.
It's not going
to
work, man.
They filmed in Thailand. Many of the island and temple scenes were filmed in Thailand in real historical locations, including ancient temples and beaches. The remote locations created logistical problems because cast, crew, and equipment often had to travel by boat to reach the set.
Wow.
But it gave it a mystical feel, having these cool looking places and the tropical kind of trees and
almost out of worldly.
Yes,
that's why they do that. Like in places, well, I was thinking of something that came out the next year when they made The Phantom. It looked similar to some of this.
Oh, that's actually a pretty good movie.
The thing is, it's supposed to be corny. And
yeah.
In fact, when I was looking it up just yesterday, it came up as comedy. And it is comedic. It's supposed to be.
Yeah.
I love those kind of films.
And I like Billy Zane getting to play a good guy for once.
Yeah, and I love him. I love that guy. He's another one that should have been, they treated him bad. He did great in that and in Titanic and other films. He was in
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Yeah, I mean, he was a great actor. Yeah, a really great actor.
Oh, he's falling. Oh, I know, he's falling down the stairs.
Poor guy.
You want help with those?
He paid you to help with those, and you didn't do it.
He didn't know what kind of thing he was going to.
No more steps.
He's my favorite in this movie. Heck, he's the one I used to play as on the game.
He's on the cage?
Most of the time. He wasn't the only one, but...
These statues are so wild-looking and kind of iconic, too. Well, the weird thing is, like, seeing this was New Line Cinema...
Yeah,
some of the look of some of these statues look like they were used in Lord of the Rings. When you get to Mordor, and at the outside of the tower where the Nine Riders come out, some of the statues out front look like something out of this movie.
Really, I've seen her on other things.
Talisa Soto. I can't think what all else she has been in since this.
The way they're looking at her, correct me.
She has an Asian look, but she's not actually Asian.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I forgot where she was actually from. There was something I saw about her. She might be Hawaiian, anything.
Well, there's relations a lot of times to the Orient and Hawaiian and all. Now, that didn't...
Yeah. Reptiles doesn't look really age very well.
No.
She is very pretty, though.
Yeah, she is. I like the cleft on her chin.
Yeah.
It's not. It doesn't stand out a lot, but it's there.
It would have been cool if they'd got like Tia Carrere to do it.
Oh yeah, because
she was becoming pretty well known after Wayne's World. She could have maybe done this.
Well, let's see.
But it turned out pretty. Talisa Soto did a good job as Katana.
Never mind. I was going to say she's in another film. No, that was 94.
Although
she was
Katana, you don't really see her until the second game. But since you're going to go into the Outworld thing, it's kind of nice to bring her in.
Yeah.
Which gives that line later. It's like, oh, will you knock it off? She's the woman 600 years old. Art. That's that guy's name.
Yeah.
Art something. And I love that foreboding closing of the stone door with Raiden just watching like, you're on your own, kid. But yeah, these beats that George S. Clinton came up with, man, are just...
Isn't that Art Carney? No.
Part of my brain wants to say it was Art Lester, but that's not right either.
Art Class.
Yeah. But Carrie... As Shang Tsung, he gets this cool wardrobe, and he totally rocks this jacket, man.
Yeah, he looks good. His facial features, they're always scary.
He's so expressive.
Yeah, he is. He looks like an animated character.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean there's an insult.
And when you
great.
See him genuinely just in happy, not being an evil smile, he had a very warm smile, but he's so good at being evil.
He seemed really, in real life, affable as hell.
Oh, yes.
He really did. But he was so good because he's so animated.
Well, it's fun to play the bad guy.
Oh, yeah. I heard that from the wrestlers, too. They said that you can get away with just going overboard and bigger than life.
Oh, here we go. And now for a taste of things to come. They put this on the regular soundtrack, too, for a taste of things to come, and then have this bit here.
I remember one of the when they had the soundtrack, like the single, one side had the music, the other side had the, and I remember hearing this on the radio,
yeah.
You'd hear the music with parts of this of the movie,
yeah.
Whatever they called that, it's Sub-Zero. Yeah.
So just watch the actor playing Sub-Zero, his martial arts mixed with his ballet style.
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
He's got this nice fluid motion.
Which makes sense.
But I forgot what his name was, but he was French.
That dude's ripped too.
Yeah, man. This guy is ripped. And the guy's like totally confident, but yeah, I always love that. That little lock-in he does before, you know.
Oh, yeah, he's good.
The guy's, like, showing off like he's got a chance, and he doesn't know he's about to just suddenly get froze.
You can have a chance on the North Pole, bud.
But I love even, like, when he's starting to generate the ball, he just has his hand shake just a little bit. I just see him generating this ice ball.
Yeah, I see it.
That shake. And you can't tell that he's actually kind of an older guy, too.
Oh, yeah, cool.
But, like, that whole maneuver as he gets out of the way, it's just so martial arts mixed with that. Agility of the ballet, just
flawless victory.
He says it so good.
I'm trying to figure out what the designs on his shoulders are. They look almost fire-like, but
I don't know.
Quiet.
It just looks cool.
Yeah,
it just looks cool.
Yeah,
right, Lou. Hey,
and there's no way anyone can defend against that.
You can't go after him. Don't you remember what Raiden said?
Yeah, well, he didn't say anything to me. Shang Tsung knows where Kano's hiding.
Okay, I thought he was talking about the girl.
You know?
Not yet.
You gotta admire her. She sets her mind on something.
It's not her mind you're admiring.
And I love the fact that he's gonna.
True.
There's such great characters.
Oh.
And they did a good job with Goro.
Yeah, they did.
I mean, goodness.
I mean, animatronics mostly, but that part.
A lot of
mixed
animatronic, and then, of course, you know, an actual hand. Turtle style, you know.
Yeah.
Same way that worked in a glove hand. Animatronic face.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Goro had a challenge, but to have a practical effect, Goro was like that.
As much, in my opinion, especially back then, the practical effects, still, to be honest with you, depending on what we're talking about, work better than computer.
I don't need your help. Take care of myself.
We can't help it. It's a guy thing.
He's not wrong.
We can't help it. It's a guy thing.
He's not wrong.
I work alone.
No, Shang Tsung is mine.
Look, why don't we just forget about Shang Tsung?
What do you mean, forget about him?
This is kind of a neat shot here, too.
Yeah.
I want to get to the bottom of this.
Are you out of your mind?
It reminds me a lot, though, of Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade.
That's what I was thinking.
Mm-hmm.
When they do that, not just in this movie, but in others, it always reminds me of that.
I like this line, too, when they see Goro's shadow.
Oh.
And then Johnny Cage.
Sonya, you go ahead.
Yeah.
I know what
he's the best part of
that. What that is.
Lou
and I await right here.
He's the best part. He's so much fun. You can tell he was having a blast.
Oh, yeah.
I believe in a fair fight. You know, one-on-one, man-to-man, hand-to-hand, just like my daddy taught. But what I saw up there...
They even made some cartoons of this, and some
yes.
of these guys came back in their voices.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
I think I have some of the cartoon on a DVD somewhere.
Yeah.
It's not official release, but
it's
I liked
fun.
The cartoon.
Yeah, me too. And he looked the same, basically.
This guy was so iconic as Kano.
He was really great.
Bastard.
But lost my
mind. Goro looks so good.
Yeah.
When you get this, that's the first good look we get
of
him.
This Shang Tsung guy is so great. How come he's got such a crummy looking boat? Yeah. Anyway, guy gives me the creeps. A treasure of these moments.
See, and you kind of get the idea they're just kind of using Kano, really. They wanted Sonya in there because that's. His plan to win the entire tournament is Sonya. Kano is just kind of a useful ruffian for them. Because technically he should be fighting for Earthrealm too, because he's human. You're scaring the kitty. That's not nice.
I didn't do it.
Jesse's getting in your bag. Okay.
I
like the fact that does the thing, he hits the rat. And he's just, you see how he's trying to still seem tough, but he's getting really scared.
It's
the closer Gordo gets to him.
It's going to meet his mouth.
Oh, fool for them. Back home. He's so good at just being completely terrified as the closer Goro walks over to him.
Why else would I have chosen such a disreputable looking creep? Look at him. No dignity, no manners.
The lighting is so cool in here.
Mm-hmm.
Men like him can amass great wealth and almost godlike power. Yeah, and I'd like to get back to my amassing as soon as possible, if you don't mind. Now, when do I get paid?
After you fought the girl, but remember, she's not to be harmed, only humiliated.
Yeah, you leave an open bag, cats will play in it. Yeah, I'm not sure what those designs are on the shoulders. They just look cool.
There's one in there.
Oh, yeah, that's what they do. They love a bag. You left an open bag for them to play in, they'll play in it.
I didn't realize.
Don't y'all wish this was a video podcast so you can see my cats playing in a bag? But notice, they're getting comfortable with you, all three of them are just hanging out.
Yeah. That's true. They know
she's not hiding
now.
From you anymore.
That is a great jacket, man.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I bet it was heavy as heck, though.
I bet it was.
Look at it.
Yeah.
It's pure leather. It looks it anyway. I mean, the heavy leather too, not the...
Yeah. Oh, 10,000 years old, not 600. Yeah.
Man.
This is basically just helping for anyone not familiar with the games.
600, 10,000.
They're giving you a lot of good plot stuff here for the people who are not familiar with the games, you know.
That's cool though. Look at the wax on the candle. Yeah. Man.
Everything, but it just, everything looks ancient when you have this wax that's just dripping all over the place.
Uh oh, they're not coming over.
Yeah. Well, not yet, but when they get into a fight in here, it's very much like they had to pull a scene out of a Ninja Turtle movie for a minute, just for fun, just to like, before we start the tournament, let's let them get into a fight with all the little, they look like the thuggy from Temple of Doom to me, for some reason.
Well, if you think about it, it's only been a couple years since a Ninja Turtle film came out.
Yeah.
Ninja Turtle, the last one they did at so that
they were,
time
they was, were playing for that popularity. Oh, yeah, here we go. Sees Katana out there trying to lead them the right way, and she's trying to help us. She's 10,000 years old. So you know, what?
I realize that it wasn't very old at the time. It had only been around for a few months, but he reminds me of Chandler a little bit.
Kind of does.
That does look cool, though.
Very Predator.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, I appreciate they found a way to have Reptile's acid spit thing going on by doing that. This is so funny,
that
too.
Is great.
Yeah, all the web things.
Now, that reminds me of Last Crusade. Remember where he's...
Yeah, yeah. I can smell her perfume. I love this bit. She's got a great counter for him, too.
That's usually how you can tell someone's into you, though.
Yeah.
In movies, at least.
Yeah.
Not necessarily in real life.
Hey, here we go. Can we get the music? It's like, fight time!
That's it.
It's like, this movie needs some action! Random fight with the Thuggy Empire or
that's
whatever
it.
From Temple of Doom.
That's right.
Here we are dancing to the music as we watch the fight.
Can't help it.
He did develop a pretty good roundhouse, though.
Look at that. I love that.
Well, that's what they say about Wushu. It's very showy, very acrobatic. So Robin Shu could really throw some stuff out there.
He's awesome.
I think even Ray Park had studied some Wushu, which is why all these stuff we see at Darth Maul is just so acrobatic and very cool. It's that Wushu training, man.
It's really good.
I like the teamwork between them, too. He flings them over for a clothesline. And you know he felt good doing that.
Oh, you had to, yeah.
Woofing around that staff.
I may be... no good at this, but I look good in the movies.
Yeah.
I had a shirt that looked very similar to that. I still do, kind of.
I like this line. We're standing, they're not. What more do you want? I literally already know where they're clapping.
Now you understand.
Yep.
Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. Why don't you show me what you plan to do about them?
They've just been waiting there for Raiden to cue for them. It's so cheesy. It's great.
It is. It's very much... Yeah, that's definitely a
Christopher Lambert
Turtles type of film in there.
Yeah, their thug guys are pretty beefy, man. I did see a thing, because I follow Christopher Lambert on Facebook. He still has that wig. He kept that wig.
Oh, it's awesome.
He was trying it out when that other movie came out. He took a photo. It's like, look, I can still wear the wig. But yeah, like that shot there with the lightning on that statue reminds me so much of what Lord of the Rings did later for the statues outside of the tower of, I forgot which one.
I mean, Goro.
And Shang Tsung.
Will Shang Tsung fight in the tournament?
If he chooses to. As a former champion, he has the right to do so. And he's far more dangerous than Goro. His power comes from the souls of vanquished warriors. To fight Shang Tsung is to face not one, but a legion of adversaries. Remember that.
Pointing you out. Calling you out, Liu Kang. You're going to need to know who you're fighting. And I do appreciate this first fight in the tournament because you see the black dude with like the dreads and he's got this weird tiger sound that comes out of him. So you know, no, he's not human. He's from Outworld.
Well, you see the wind really working.
Yeah.
I love how his nose kind of crinkles.
Yeah.
I love it. So cool.
I love this fight because, yeah, this guy is really cool to watch. So I'm glad that he got a chance to do some stuff later.
Yeah, he is good. I know him. I just can't remember what.
Because he got to do, like, there was a Saturday morning TV show that they did. It was a live-action martial arts thing was sponsored by a thing. And he got to be a part of the live tour.
Good. Good for him.
Because he was very cool. And he just had this look and just...
Yeah, good for them.
I think he was a champion of some sort and something. Because
I
had... Somewhere, I probably still have it, like, the program guide for the live tour. A big book that I bought. And it had some stuff about him.
That shirt is definitely a 90s thing. Early 90s.
But I love this. The way he whips his hair around there is so cool. And I love the look on his face as he twirls around that staff, man.
Yeah, he's scary looking.
Yeah, he's really good. So cool.
Intimidating, you know? I love the peacock feathers, you know?
Yes. So much about this movie is just awesome. The look and the style.
You never think about how much they had to put into it.
Boosh.
The wind is perfect.
Yeah, like when he opens his mouth and he just had that little bit of roar.
Yeah.
Ooh. This is so cool.
Oh, boosh. That's great. That's great, too.
Yeah. You can tell the humidity's back because, you know, like, Liu Kang's hair is, like, fluffed out to here.
Yeah.
This poor guy, you can tell he's just so mad that you lost. Your soul is mine.
I'm going to steal it.
Yep. Oh. Yeah, because instead of, like, telling Liu Kang to finish him, he comes out there to do it himself because I think he really wants somebody to finish Liu Kang off. And you can see, even watching the fight, when he's not beating Liu Kang, he's getting mad.
The way they made him all look bluish.
Yeah.
Like, that's how people look.
When they're dead. When they're dead and cold.
It's very interesting. I've seen it, sadly, on TV, that every race has a different look about them when their life has left them. It's scary looking, though. Or I should say sad.
Yeah.
I have something for you, my dear.
He's so delighted to bring Kano out for her.
On the contrary, I have something you want very much.
Oh, he's such a pompous.
He's so good.
He is. He's so good to be pompous and yet probably gentle as as all get out, you know, in real life, I mean.
Kind of steals this movie.
Yeah, he is.
But he's
so
good.
Oh, yeah.
He's such a creep. He's great,
he's though. He's like your favorite type of heel.
And, yes.
You know, he's just great.
She's one of those people that can give you that kind of mad look and just like, man, you look good when you're angry.
Oh, but I'd be scared to death if she kicked my rear end.
Yeah.
Oh, his chest hair, too.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Weirdly shaved. And I appreciate they gave him a knife because that was one of his special moves in the game. He'd fling that knife.
Like, he's just perfect. Though. He's like a perfect 90s comic book villain or something.
Yeah. You'd expect him to see him in a Steven Seagal movie from the 90s or something. Study this!
Now we're going to Hard Rock at the time.
Well, this is more industrial.
Yeah, whatever they call it. Yeah.
I believe this is KMFDM. I saw them live once at Rockfest.
Oh, really?
Long time ago.
Oh, here we go, yeah.
This is going to make me want to crank out this soundtrack.
It's not
my Apple Music, because I do have it.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah. There was some good stuff.
Yeah.
She sells this kick really good, too.
Yeah, she does.
The sound there, you're like, good kick in the gut. We've felt that before. Yeah.
Amongst other things. I like this, though.
Yeah. He drools on her. It's so gross, though.
But he sells it, too.
Yeah. He's enjoying it so much.
Oh,
yeah. He got spit on her knee and all that. So cheesy, but you gotta love it.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Okay. And I appreciate that they integrated some of the special moves, because that's one of the moves she had in the first game, was this flip over. You haven't got to see cats playing bags before, I guess. Boxes and bags. Oh, this is so cool. And I remember, like, the day after I saw this in theaters, we went to like an orchard or somewhere.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because it was around Apple's Fest, and I was telling your dad that the orchard reminded me of this scene.
Yeah, that part freaked me out with the hand opening up.
They found a weird way to integrate his harpoon.
Oh, that's my part.
Now, they did get Ed Boon to say that line, because you can't have Scorpion's famous get over here without Ed Boon doing it.
Well, that's his voice. I mean, that's perfect.
Yeah, nobody else can be Scorpion's voice but Ed Boon, man.
Yeah, the computer effects may not have aged well, but at the time, it was what it was.
Yeah, but so you're going to get to see Johnny Cage's flash kick.
I'll say this, though. That is an amazing place right there.
Yeah, isn't it so cool? I'm not sure what sort of orchard this is.
It almost looks so unreal.
It's which is probably why they picked it.
Yeah, it's... Oh, that's cool.
But when you see like the trace of shadows as he kicks through the thing, that's the shadow kick from the game. So,
oh, I love this part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Welcome. But this totally looks like one of the levels in one of the games, though. I mean, this is so well set design. It's amazing.
I remember playing this level.
Especially like the third one, because you had like that little pit thing with Scorpion's pit. When they did Ultimate Mortal Kombat 3 and brought Scorpion in, because they didn't have the original Mortal Kombat 3 didn't have Scorpion. But credit to Lyndon Ashby for hanging in and being able to pull this fight off.
Oh, he did a good
making
job.
Making it look good.
I really like him.
Yeah.
I love that scene.
You know what? I tried to replicate that when we were making supers, and I was like, if I could do like a kick off the pole, I wanted to do it like that, but I couldn't pull it off that pole. That pole couldn't handle my weight either, man. For those who are not in the know, we made a fan film called Supers. It's on my YouTube channel, and as General Zod fighting Superman, I did this maneuver around the pole.
Well, they make it look easy, but it's not.
Yeah. Well, of course, that pole was designed for him to be able to go spin around on. Oh, that looks like it hurts the shins, though, when he hits that.
Yeah, it hurts me now because I got bad knees, but still.
Yeah. Now, some of that might have been a stunt double because you don't see Lyndon Ashby's face very well.
Or whether it was or not.
But when you can see him, he's doing pretty good.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, I believe his name is Chris Casamassa playing Scorpion. He did some stuff too.
He's very good
as a stuntman.
Good for him.
And I think he was in that TV show with the black guy from before.
Oh yeah, cool.
I think Jonathan Johnson of Disney Radio talked about he got a chance to talk to him I'll have to double check. Jonathan's probably going to listen to this episode and we'll probably enjoy it because, you know, he's a martial arts instructor even.
Awesome.
Oh. And has done a lot of video production like I did, and he's been out of work like I have. We've prayed for him at church because he's been struggling too. He's a good dude.
That little structure wouldn't have lasted at all with me. I'd barely tried it. I would have. I love these.
This is so Indiana Jones.
It is. The skulls and all.
Yes. The skulls, the bodies. You give it such, I don't know if it's art, but I like it.
I like it.
Oh, this flipping jump he does is so cool.
I admire him for all this stuff. It's great. That's why I like
it. I love how they did this too.
Oh, that's cool. Here we go.
Yeah.
That's cool. I like how the skull even goes. Yep. I like Skeletor.
Yep. The first fatality I figured out how to do in the game, too, was that one.
Oh, really?
Yep. It's just blocking up twice.
I always had a hard time with the fatalities, but I could do Johnny's. I like that.
Yeah.
That's a good shot. Yeah. Run.
Yeah. And you see the hand flying off when he blows up on the guts. It's so nasty. And I love that they did that because it's like friendship from like the second game. They start doing friendships. It's literally his friendship maneuver in World War Combat 2. It's so good. So good. This would be so much fun.
It is. Don't get me wrong. I like some of the modern things that people do, but sometimes they try to get too serious. And
forget to have fun.
Don't get me wrong. The Chris Nolan Batman films are good, but the thing I didn't like about them, people got too serious with films because of them. And I blame them.
Batman.
They got serious with Batman. They got serious with James Bond. They got serious with everything. Yeah. And
James Bond, though, with the books were that serious, though, so it makes sense.
But the problem was that you got so, sometimes if you get too serious with things,
you forget to have fun.
They got too serious with Superman.
That's why the Avengers was so good, because it was fun, a little bit over the top.
I liked it, because they were the first ones where they finally had the other worlds literally come in, and I appreciated that. Now, I still don't like the Incredible Hulk. But, she's good in this role.
Yeah.
I forgot about this part.
She was fighting pretty good in this fight here, too.
I love how the shadow comes in like that.
Yeah.
The logo.
Like the look. Every shot just seems so planned and executed. And
I forgot that she fought in this scene. Oh, he catches on. Yeah. She's helping.
Well, she's got more loyalty to her kingdom.
Yeah. Well, because obviously she could win. She's been doing this for a while.
Yeah. You disappoint me. Okay, and here we go. This is like one of the best fights in this. But yeah, this is where I talk about like Sub-Zero, his ballet training. I never thought about it until I was watching a video about him. Like the way he comes down these stairs is just, it's eerie, but it's that gracefulness that he's got. But this weird creepy mummy thing on the floor is something else too. And if you look at these gargoyles, they kind of look like reptile, somewhere between reptile and a Skeksis. But the way he's coming down the stairs, he just seems to like flow down them, and like then having the fog and mist and smoke, like the cold is just coming down with him. It's so cool. I didn't really start using Sub-Zero in the games until the third one. I liked him really in the third one, which the guy who played Sub-Zero in the third game is actually a Christian now.
Really?
I'm married to a woman who was a former, I don't know if she was a porn star, but at least was a nude model. She became a Christian, and I think she's the one who brought him to Christ, because they were a married couple. They've got a YouTube channel and everything where she shares a lot about the gospel and stuff like that. So it's very cool. I forgot their names, but he still looks like the way he did back in the third game, though. Oh, I love that flipping off the wall. It's so cool. And this is the point where you realize Sub-Zero's thinking, I could whip your butt, but then now he's like, that's it. I'm mad.
No, he's
I'm just
going to
freeze
now.
Yourself. But like this whole...
I like the pose there.
Yes, the pose he's doing. Is he's
his hands are shaking.
Yep. As he's summoning this ice.
Almost it's like a seizure starting, you know?
But I like it because it makes him feel like he's summoning this great power.
Yeah. Why are you standing there, son? Don't you see it?
He don't know what to do about it.
Oh, I like this.
It's a good thing Raiden brought two buckets of water out.
Yeah.
Because he just spilled the one. And she just shows up like... She shows up just so you remember what she said. Yeah. And I can't help it when they did the Spider-Man movie, when Green Goblin has that same look where he goes, oh,
yeah.
It's that same look that Sub-Zero has when he's about to get impaled.
It reminds me of Big Trouble.
You can see when you get that freeze frame on his face, you can see the age actually on him, that he actually was kind of an older guy.
It reminds
but
me
still,
of.
Still, to move like that at his age is really cool.
It reminds me of
a
scene from Big Trouble in China where he throws that blade in the middle of the sky and the guy's flying.
Oh!
And it comes and hits him.
Yes, we've let these humans win enough.
I love this cheese ball guy here. This extra is going, Goro!
Yeah,
he's coming up.
Ouch.
Yeah.
That looked painful.
Yeah. Goro just killing everybody.
Now we're going to get an extra that you know.
Yeah. George S. Clinton.
I may look dumb, but I'm powerful.
Yeah.
Ouch. Now that dude's.
Yeah. Art had some skills,
oh,
man.
My
that
gosh.
Actor.
Run Art.
And he's got just enough charisma to where you're like, I like that guy, you know?
Yeah, I like him.
But they wanted you to like him.
Yeah.
Because that way you feel it when he's about to get it here. And you kind of almost like, come on, man. You can fight Goro. Come on, dude.
I think his last name is Tistic.
Artistic?
Yeah, Artistic.
Oh, Tistic. Sheesh. That guy.
Yeah.
Ah! He's so over the top. I love that guy. That extra.
Kill the beast.
Yeah. That's the thing. He's like, Goro is like this dragon man, really. You
yeah,
know?
He, so really
he hits
is.
Really hard.
Well, he's much bigger, much stronger.
Oh, the expressions on Goro's face, they did such a good job, too.
Yeah, they did.
Now's where you're in trouble. He can grab your two fists and just beat you with his other ones.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what are you going to do?
You're going to die. That's what you're going to
do.
That's
it.
Finish him.
Yeah. And really, that's the guy. Like that. There he is again.
Yeah.
Goro! I know. He's just a fun extra. But you can tell that, most of the time, the bottom arms are the real guy inside the suit, and the extra arms are up here, the animatronic ones under the control.
And they were,
that way they could have him hold him up like that and support him.
They did a good job, though.
It's amazing with how well they did.
Yeah, but he was smart because he moved his arms a little slower, like the animatronics. Yeah. That way it doesn't look
you
too
You can kind
of
see the difference between his real arms and the animatronic ones, because they're kind of almost mechanical the way they would move.
Yeah, but he was going slower with those, because that way he doesn't look too fast.
Yeah.
See, that's good.
But I like, it's so creepy the way he offers him up as a sacrifice.
Yeah, it's scary.
To his master, Shang Tsung. It wasn't a flawless victory, because he took some hits.
Yeah.
So, but they wanted him to say stuff like that.
Yeah, he has to.
And just one little gesture.
I love the statues, though.
Yeah.
Especially that one with the Roman helmet.
Well, you know, you kind of get some of the idea later with some of the warriors that break out of, like, stone.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you wonder if those aren't some relics of the bodies of everybody's soul that's getting something stolen.
That's true. That's,
you wonder.
I never thought about it.
You wonder.
Their powers may seem, there is always a way. Only one thing can defeat you, your own fear.
I kind of like that.
Yeah.
That's a good line.
God has not given us a spirit of fear.
That's right.
That should be in my list of verses for later.
There's a guy who I watch, I really love him, but he always says, that's a hard line, man. That's a hard line. He says that a lot. That's a hard line. He's right, though. That is a hard line.
You'll
it's a good
fight
one.
Bravely enough, but foolishly, carelessly, and you'll be beaten.
Step away from it. You know, the one thing about having HD and all that stuff, you can see things you couldn't see before. It looks like he has a scar or something. I'm talking about
Christopher Lambert.
Chris Lambert. I called him Connor.
Yeah, just above his
just above left his
eye.
Left
there.
Eye. I don't know what. But you don't see that. So kind of like, and maybe I'm wrong on this, but one reason why maybe some of the effects stand out more too is because at the time, what we watched it on was VHS and all that. And it maybe didn't show up quite as clear at the time. Because I've noticed that on certain blackout special effects and stuff. Now you can tell a lot more about certain blackout special effects. Different things that stand out a lot different than they did back then.
I tried. Despair is the most dangerous fear of all. I know this. And so does Shang Tsung. He can peer into your soul and use the fear he sees there against you. You must be prepared.
And he goes back to what he knows, being a Shaolin monk. He's going to meditate and think upon.
Now that I think he's right, but it's also scary because you can think of that.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
The nightmare he had.
Almost like a realization.
Yeah. And I think the only other movie I saw him in was, remember, Beverly Hills Ninja. I think I went with Seth.
Yeah.
Beverly Hills Ninja with him and Chris Farley.
Poor Chris at the time was getting bigger and bigger, and I felt bad because he was giving in to a lot of
desires. Here's an important thing, though. We see some character growth.
If I challenge him now, I can finish this.
Which,
you're
that sounds like
all
ego.
You're making this all sound really simple, and it isn't.
Yeah, it is. Because I can't let what happened to Art happen to you.
He's finally thinking of somebody else besides himself.
Mm-hmm.
After he saw, because Art was his friend.
Johnny Cage.
Trust me, I got a plan.
Oh, I can't believe this. You are the most egotistical, self-deluded person I have ever met.
Yeah, well, you forgot good looking.
That's my favorite line.
Yeah, well, you know, you actually kind of like him. You're just throwing a fit that you don't think he's going
to
win this.
You weren't supposed to fight him, no. Are you that eager to die?
I'm not the one who's going to die.
See, you're very foolish. A true sign of a hero. Want to protect your friends. Make no mistake. They too will die after Goro destroys.
So what's the problem?
As you wish.
You kind of wonder if Shang Tsung didn't plan on this a little bit.
In return, I reserve the right to challenge the winner myself or another of my choosing in a place designated by me. The final.
See, this whole setup is like, it's what he wanted Sonya there for the first place, because he knows Sonya had no chance against him. and he wanted to select her for Final Combat. It's like, this whole thing is like, he's trying to rig the tournament in his favor.
Yeah, he's trying to use her emotions against
him. Yes, he is. I think that's why he, you know, made sure, like, I'm going to kill your friend Art. I kind of like this little exchange, though.
What have you done?
I made a choice. This is our tournament, remember? Mortal Kombat. We fight it.
So this is the part where I said it kind of contradicts himself, because one moment he's like, you did wrong, then he's like, ha, finally.
Good. At last, one of them is understood.
Well, it's he's asking, he's pushing the button to see, all right, I want to make sure that you figure this out, Johnny Cage. And it's Mortal Kombat. It is about us, you know. We have to fight this. And he's like, ah, yes. It's like, you have to stand up against this stuff, you know.
See, there's that extra again. That same extra is out there, just like, ah! He's just so funny.
He's deep in it.
Yeah. That's I like good, that. Though. He's got his sunglasses on here, too.
He's smart, man.
Yep.
He kind of is laughing like Dr. Claw.
Kind of the same voice almost.
Yeah, that's classic.
I'm going to have to look up who the voice of Goro was, because he does sound like a voice actor I've heard before.
Oh, yeah. He's very familiar.
And I love that they put that in, his little nut punch.
That's great.
It reminds me of Harry and the Hendersons. Yeah, me too.
The way he responds to
Yes.
That's great.
That's why they got Christopher Lambert for this role.
Yeah.
They did a good job trying to, you know, put some moisture on him, make him look like he's sweating, too. Yeah, that guy, yeah! He looks like the other guy. Looks like his twin. Like, yeah! Reminds me of the two reindeer from Prep and Landing. They're like, yeah! When they're, you know, prepping the engines.
You can hear the music starting to get more and more like the theme.
Yeah. Now, that shot doesn't quite hold up anymore, but it's still early in this technology with computer and stuff. I mean, Toy Story had just come out this same summer.
Toy Story didn't come out until Christmas.
Oh, I guess it was until Christmas. That's right.
Not yet.
That's the thing. It's like, it seemed almost like Goro, you couldn't hit him hard enough to knock him off his feet, and then he gets him a good roundhouse and he falls over.
Well, he was right by the side. That's the only good thing.
Well, but he actually felt that kick.
That's
true. It's hero, whatever, you know, the advantage of being the hero, whatever. Plot that's armor. True. That's what the word I'm looking for. Plot armor. I think some of her screaming was kind of dubbed in later.
Maybe.
Because as much as wobbled around, I don't think he would have gotten a coherent. So even his little weaselly deal, he works in there. It's like, oh, no, but if Sonya doesn't accept the challenge, then it still doesn't happen. You're going to need it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell as he just walked up to a green screen because they just computer affected the entire cave with them. Now, this was an airfield that they turned into the set, and they actually freaked out some planes that were flying over that were used to this being an airfield because they saw it lit up. And they actually were interfering with some of the radio stuff that they had on there.
That's funny.
Because they were like, I was like, can we have permission to land? But this doesn't look right. There's something. Is that a head on your land? You know. So
that's funny.
They actually talked about on that behind the scenes thing that they'd aired before the movie released.
That's hilarious, actually. Luckily, they didn't try to land on it.
Yeah. But, you know, it's an airfield that, you know, they'd rented it out or whatever.
Well, that's spooky looking.
Lou, I hate this place. I do. I'm telling you, I hate it. I'm in a hostile environment. I am completely unprepared.
Funny,
I'm surrounded by people who probably want to kick my ass. It's like being back in high school.
He's got some of the best jokes in this.
Wait, what?
Okay, now you probably will spot where Robin Chu cracked his ribs. Because you see him land and you're like, oh, golly, yeah, that does look bad. And it's like, no, it was legit.
So what happens when you take on an invisible lizard?
Yeah. This is a weird way for a reptile to take a human form, I gotta say. But it's creepy, so it works. But the thing is, Reptile in the first game was a hidden character. So, and I like the fact that his mask is still going to have that mouth. But still, it's probably like the two best fights. There it is.
Oh, yeah. It looks painful.
Yes. It's kind of brutal when you see it. And like, oh, because he did. He didn't take the hit right. He landed right, he cracked his ribs right into that thing. But like the directors were saying, it's like, that looks so good, though. We're going to keep that in the film. We know that's where you got hurt, but it makes the film look good. And he does such a good job of acting a reptilian with that little move.
I love this part.
Yep. Hurricanrana. It's like, before the Matrix had people jumping off the walls and kicking people, there was this. And I love the bicycle kick is coming.
There we go.
It's one of the cheesiest moves in the game, but it's kind of cool that they did it. All right, and the way he goes flipping backwards out here, did you ever see the movie Sidekicks with Chuck Norris and Jonathan Brandis?
Ooh.
The guy who played the bad guy, but Chuck Norris kicks him and he flips through the air and the camera is just like flipping around like that. And then you get to see Joe Piscopo's face going, ooh, like he's flipping over. And that's always made me think of that. Yeah, bugs, roaches, hissing cockroaches.
They say that same line over and over again. You're finally learning. You're learning.
Yeah.
They're not, they're gonna learn.
They're learned. They're beginning to understand.
Yeah. How to fight, how to destroy, how to kick, how to hit. At least it's not corny.
Yeah. The cheese factor, this makes it fun though.
Yeah. I love how your wife is grinning.
A little bit of cheese makes everything better.
Yeah, that's true.
Especially nachos.
Velveeta.
Yeah.
Velveeta. Velveeta.
It was beautiful once.
By Menden.
Before Shang Tsung engineered its destruction.
How can I possibly stop this from happening in my world?
If I did not believe in you, Liu Kang, I would not have helped you. In the Black Tower, you will face three challenges. You must face your enemy, you must face yourself, and you must face your worst fear.
Is he beginning to understand?
I think he's starting to finally learn.
Bad computer effects again.
Well,
but it's still early. Like we said, you know, Toy Story had not even come out. Well, so
the same year they brought out Batman Forever, and they had some bad.
Oh yeah, Batman Forever. It had some really bad looking computer effects too.
I'm like, why did Schumacher put those in there? There was no need for it, but they did.
Schumacher had a style he was going for.
Yeah, some of his other movies are really good.
I mean, yeah, he done all these serious ones, and all of a sudden he gets Batman. And he's like, oh no, I want to make it look like the '60s series.
Yeah, because Falling Down was a great movie.
Still haven't watched all of that.
It's rough.
Mm-hmm.
He did Lost Boys.
I still haven't seen that one either.
It's got some roughness too, but this is a shame because they got a good story. But he did a couple other ones too.
Yeah, he did a lot of stuff.
Yeah, but really you can blame Tim Burton for the way he handled Returns.
Yeah, right? Batman Returns was already getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
And this, I think having her tied up that way is kind of a tribute also with Mortal Kombat 2, where her and Kano are both on the background.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Where you're going to fight with... I think it's Motaro and also Shao Kahn. You find they're back there struggling against ropes because they added extra characters, but they I can't remember why they decided Kano and Sonya would not be playable.
Hmm.
So they're just drawn and animated in there. They're not actually the people who played it from before.
Huh, weird.
So, but yeah, so they're just in the background chained up like that, struggling against their things.
Strange looking dress. Doesn't look usable.
He even looks cool with his hair pulled back like
that,
too.
Does.
He could have been a great James Bond villain.
Yeah. Honestly, he could have been. He was good almost anything he was in. When he was older, when he was younger, whatever.
That evil smile.
Love his eyes.
Mm-hmm. So that's the thing where she's had her growth moment because she never relies on anybody. But now when she's got nothing, my friends are going to come for me then.
I love his nose gives him crinkles.
That crinkling nose.
Mm, I love it.
Seize them. that look he gets is so cool.
I love it.
I like the way he's trying to fight anybody except for Liu Kang. And this is the first time you see Liu Kang wear something that's this same outfit from the first game, too, with the black pants.
You killed my brother, prepare to die.
Exactly. You killed my brother, prepare to die. I like this. It's funny. Nice threads. Nice dress. Yep, start the music. Here we go. Even that outfit, he kind of looks cool in.
Mm-hmm. Dun, 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 dun.
This is one, I think, the first movie I remember where you actually saw a full martial arts fight in an American movie. Other than maybe Enter the Dragon, where they were actually blocking punches that much. But maybe I hadn't just watched a lot of, Bruce Lee movies or Kung Fu movies from the past. But they were making him in China, but we didn't get a whole lot of it here in America. The fighting, this was like anything I hadn't seen before.
First time I made him bleed.
No one makes me bleed my own blood.
That's right. There you go.
Yep, here he comes, bringing everybody.
No one makes me fight my own fight.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it's his own power, so this is what you fight. But they all come out of the stonework. That's why I'm like, maybe those statues are some of the souls that he took. 1,000 dead warriors. That guy is kind of familiar looking too,
I've seen him before, yeah. The tough dude.
I love that guy too.
Yeah.
Ah! Oh, he's all in it, man. Twirling that axe around.
Yeah, they gotta get cheesy otherwise.
Yes. What the hell? I love it. I love it.
There's a one kick.
Yeah. Well, because they're nameless thugs, really. Yeah.
It's what cracks me up in these movies. One smack and they're dead.
Well, not dead, but
no,
it's out.
But I joke about some of these other movies, they do the same thing. It's like they went boom and they're gone.
Yeah. And they fight them one at a time instead of attacking them all at once,
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Ooh, goodbye, Genghis.
You con you.
Yeah, he's a con artist.
Is that all you've got, sorcerer?
Never say lines like that because you know he's going to do something worse. Even Lord of the Rings, they have that. Is this all that you can conjure Saruman? And then they blow the wall up, you know, in Helm's Deep. It's one of those lines like in a horror movie, don't say, I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Because you won't.
I can't wait till the future. I'm going to get married. I'm going to have... Also, they die.
Yeah. Never I'm 6 days away from retirement.
Yeah, never do a monologue, police officer. Don't do it, man.
I like the fact they had the shape shifting because that's in the games too.
But he's seen him do that, right?
Yeah, I know. But it's still psychologically messes with you because it's still your brother, you know. But you'd also would think, well, he's got my brother's soul. Maybe my brother's fighting back. You know, you have to kind of think of all the different. It's like he's got the doubts, but it's like, but could Chan come back? Like Shang Tsung has all of Chan's knowledge now, so he's using it against him. It's so diabolical, really. Emotional manipulation.
Yeah, he's a jerk.
Yeah, he's going to take care of you. And I like the fact that they use the spikes because that's, of course, in the games.
You see it ripping right through it.
Yeah, it looks like aluminum foil.
Yeah. Well, or.
Like these close shots, it just looks like it's popping up through aluminum foil. It's so funny.
It's something really thin, at least. Yeah,
it's supposed to be stone, though. You know, they were just down there fighting on that floor. Yeah, it's a solid floor. So, of course, you get into that, switch over to that nose crinkle that he has. It's kind of cool. Yeah, he just threw him to the floor. Why didn't you just throw him onto the spikes? It's like, you could have won the fight, Shang Tsung. What the heck?
I would have kicked him off. Oh, because he's got to be dramatic.
Yeah. He wants to play with his food.
Ouch. That gives me a headache.
Yeah, the sound effects are really good for the, you know, getting your face smacked into stone floors and stuff. He's hulking up, basically, where it's like suddenly he doesn't feel the pain of all the hits he's taken, like Hulk Hogan would do.
Brother.
And I can't help but Harry Potter, when he says the same line, makes me think of this every time. But I am the chosen one. And that vein popping out of his forehead.
Oh, he's so good at it. Squint your nose, buddy. That's where your power is at. Now, he was on The Phantom also.
Oh, yeah.
And he's the pirate. Yeah. He was good on that, too.
He's good in everything he was in before he passed. Even as an old guy, he was still being cool.
Here we go.
Yep, this is pretty cool. Although it's almost like he stands here and just takes all this.
Yeah.
I mean, just charges him like arms out like an idiot. But this is that Rocky movie moment where it's the punch combination's coming in.
I love the light behind him.
But there's the drum punch from Karate Kid Part 2. It's so funny. But then we get his Liu Kang fireball.
Oh, that's far spooky looking.
Yeah, it's not the greatest computer effect, but it's kind of cool.
It looks good, though.
Then later, the Eddie Murphy Haunted Mansion movie would kind of borrow the look of this.
Yeah. Which is not quite, but nearly a decade later.
I do appreciate they have this bit where he gets to finally see the real soul of his brother to say goodbye.
Yeah, kind of an Obi-Wan moment.
Yeah. It's kind of neat. You even see the souls of the fighters that he defeated down below are getting freed. It's a nice touch.
Yeah, it wasn't their fault.
They lost to Shang Tsung, or probably lost to Goro.
Yeah,
most likely. Shang Tsung took their souls.
Goro, or whatever the heck. Goro was most likely just kind of almost a servant to him.
Yeah, but he was the reigning champion.
Yeah.
So all these happy kids.
That always makes it seem better.
Yeah.
I knew it would happen.
Yeah.
I knew it.
I
the
never
whole time.
Doubted you.
I knew it.
Yeah. Didn't have a clue.
So unpredictable.
Now, before you had credit endings, you had these.
Yeah.
What is it?
The Emperor. Pathetic fools, I've come for your souls.
I don't think so.
And we were so excited. A sequel's coming, and then the sequel came out.
Oh, it was so bad.
So bad.
How bad was it? It was so bad.
It's so bad that I've never watched it since I saw it in the theater.
It destroyed everything. Yeah. It was horrible.
Okay, I'm going to volume down the film, and I actually do have a few verses for us. Of course, this is the main theory as good versus evil. The central story is a straightforward champions are called together to defend the earth from a corrupt spiritual force seeking domination, in many ways resembling classic stories of spiritual warfare and resisting darkness. Romans 12:21, do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good.
That's right.
Sacrifice and redemption, which is the theme, because it was reflected even in Johnny Cage. With his growth arc, he stops thinking about himself and puts himself in harm's way finding Goro, because after what he sees happen to Ark, he doesn't want to see it happen to somebody else.
Himself,
But also, Liu Kang's journey is fueled by guilt and grief over his brother's death, and throughout the film, he learns to confront fear and choose responsibility instead of running away from his calling, which, you know, that's serving the Lord right there, is... You run away. You're thinking, "Oh, I'm not good enough. I can't do this."
And the one thing that holds us back a lot of times is we take responsibility for something we can't even help, and that is we all have free will.
Yeah.
Now, and I was saying this to someone just yesterday, they were taking responsibility. And by the way, I've done this. You can't take responsibility for something you have no control over.
Yeah.
It seemed at the moment you think you're doing a heroic thing, but you're really not. What you're doing, you're condemning yourself for something you can't even help.
Yeah.
And you think you're doing it, and I'm not talking about everybody, I'm talking about myself. You think you're doing it to free someone else, but that's not good. Because then if they don't take responsibility, they can't grow spiritually or anything else. And that's not good. Parents do this a lot too, and that's not good for the child. Because if you don't allow your child to grow, they'll never become what God wants them to be, what they need to be.
Yeah.
That's just the facts.
So it's part of like, you know, steering your kid the way they should go, and they won't depart from it because you're steering them to be the person God made them to be.
That's exactly right.
And that's why they're not going to depart from it.
It's necessary.
Yeah, it's necessary.
It's necessary.
There's also, of course, a lessons in pride and humility as Johnny Cage. He's kind of an arrogant celebrity when he starts out there and desperate to prove himself. By the end, he becomes part of a team and he learns some humility and finds his courage to face someone like Goro. He finds his courage in the fact that he doesn't want to see that happen to anyone else. What he saw happen to Art Lean. I was looking for his name. Art Lean was the character's name. So that's one of the things, you know, pride can blind you from things. But you know, for one thing, like your true strength, like you get your own pride, you get full of looking at yourself. You're not seeing what God maybe has intended for you and what God's making you into. So as some full final thoughts, Mortal Kombat is cheesy, loud, and unapologetically 1990s, but also succeeds because it understands exactly what kind of a movie it wants to be, delivers memorable characters, energetic action, and a surprisingly sincere story about courage and unity in the face of evil.
Mm-hmm. One thing that of course, we haven't pointed out was just months before this came out in August of 1995, as we said.
Mm-hmm. Well, August 18th.
In the fall of 94, which is shortly after I graduated, you know, and you graduated right before this. Well, the interesting thing was they brought two fighting movies of arcade movies in 94. One was, and they both in the fall near Christmas time. One was Double Dragon, and it did terrible.
It was terrible. They didn't stick to the source material.
And the same with Street Fighter.
Yeah.
And they destroyed that.
Street Fighter tried to keep for the source material, but I haven't watched the whole movie.
It's horrible. They destroyed so much of the film because it didn't stick to the main. It made one guy a main character because of Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Which is weird because he's an American Special Forces guy who's from Belgium.
That's the thing. It's like I said, they changed so much.
Yeah, they messed with it.
And
but
the story
he was a hot ticket, man. He could sell tickets on himself. That was Jean-Claude Van Damme.
At the time. And it wasn't much longer after that it kind of went, like, because on this year, 95, he was in a good movie that was Time Cop. Well, it was a comic book movie.
Yeah.
Not a huge comic book, but it was still
the
Dark Horse or something like that.
Yeah. Something like that, yeah.
But, and it was good. But that's what I said is like, it was all those films that were based off. And then just a year before that, and I'm talking about 93 now.
Yeah, Super Mario Brothers.
Super Mario Brothers. Mm-hmm. And so at that time, most of the ones that were, also a couple years before that, they had Pac-Man was Candyman, John Candy. I'm joking.
Boy, they.
I'm joking. Oh. But you can see that they were just. The way they were doing these movies were not good. So because of that, they ended up destroying
any films. It's almost like they were afraid to really put the full thing. I mean, Street Fighter at least tried. And I've got to give credit to Raul Julia. He'd really throw himself into a role. And apparently he had a lot of fun.
Sadly, he died before the film came out.
Yeah. And that's like the last, you know, for the great legacy of all the roles he's played, that's the last film he got to make.
That's so sad.
But apparently he's fun to watch in that movie.
He is. You can tell
because
he's
Raul Julia. Raul Julia is just fun to watch.
Yeah.
He's still my favorite Gomez Adams.
When he was doing, I don't remember if it was the first one or it might have been the second one of the Adams family. They said that he had some kind of infection near his eye and his eye popped out. He said he was walking behind the director, I think it was, and it might have been Angela Houston, but they were talking, and he was behind him. He said his eyes started hurting, and it popped out, and he said that it was so strange because he could see them walking in front of him, and he could see the sidewalk at the same time.
Okay, well, this is getting horrible.
He said he had to pick it up, the eyeball, and stick it. He had to roll up everything and put it in, and then put his eyeball back in, and then they turned around and looked at him, and he said, I'm good, and they didn't see any of it.
He
then had to tell him what happened, and he had to go to the hospital, and they told him some kind of a horrible infection that caused it, because he had big eyes anyway. But can you imagine how horrible that must?
Okay, well, getting back on to Mortal Kombat from 1995, any other final thoughts that we should share before we end this?
Well, I remember wanting this film so bad that my sister worked at Kmart at the time, and I was so excited about this film, and they said Mortal Kombat was coming out on the video, DVD one
VHS,
out.
VHS, yeah.
And I was so excited. So she went to pick it up for me. Well, it wasn't the film. It was an animated film.
There was a computer animated one that was not this good.
One, I don't remember if this one was even computer animated, but
there was a computer animated that was
but
bad.
It came out in late 95, yeah, early 96. Yeah. It was terrible. It was bad.
But this did launch a live-action television series that was connected in there. They were going back to the Kung Lao back in the past. I don't think I said, I forgot what they named the series, but it was a pretty good show.
Yeah,
and I think it is available to stream now.
Yeah. I haven't watched it because now that they're doing new series and all, I'll eventually see the new one.
Maybe.
I
didn't really care for their remake of it.
I like it okay.
I mean, it was okay, yeah. But at least it was gorier than I like.
Yeah, that I will say, but I at least like that the Sub-Zero fit to the special effects pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I did like that. There's a few things about, I like the, I can't think of it, but either way, I like a lot of stuff they did in it, but I'll always have a special place in my heart for this, always.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Especially since, you know, Dad and I went.
Yeah.
But we really are out to wrap this up here. So we will see you next time where we're going to go over to Masters of the Universe because we got to for the upcoming movie.
All I like to say is flawless movie. I'm joking.
Well, not flawless, but fun movie.
I'm
fun
joking.
Movie. But we will see you next time at the movies.